I got this story from the wonderful farm cat, Callie. Up north in winter, the days are short and the nights are long. The longest night is December 21st. It's called winter solstice. It is a time of peace in the forest. For the animals of the night, the nocturnal animals, winter solstice is a night of sharing stories and singing the ancient song. Even our trees join in. Grand Cedar, the eldest, has the oldest story, and she tells it slowly. As they awake this evening, a wet breeze greets fox, opossum, raccoon, and weasel. Everyone's excited about this long night. We don't hunt on this winter eve. Instead, we have a special task. Nocturnal creatures believe by joining together on winter solstice, we pull Mother Earth through the longest night of darkness into the brighter days ahead. That's what we do. We have always succeeded. No one knows what would happen if we fail. We are more frightened as the moon loses her light.
I'm so scared of the dark,
says Opossum, scampering to the top of the tallest maple for comfort and to have a better view.
Yeah, me too, says Weasel. And now I'm scared Fox might be right.
Yeah, me too, says Owl.
Oh, I'm right, all right,
says Fox. Raccoon flicks his tail.
You're just making stuff up. It's probably just some kind of cloud or something.
We're doomed, says Weasel.
Get real, says Raccoon.
After several minutes, a glow comes over the moon's face. Pink at first, then rose, then a deep red, nearly magenta.
Look, even the trees are kind of purple,
says Weasel.
Does anyone know what's happening?
I think the moon is burning up and we're all going to get cooked,
says Fox. Indeed, the snow and trees look weird, as do we. All the animals look very different in this odd light. Grand Cedar, the eldest of us all, whispers on the evening breeze.
We are having a total eclipse of the moon. This happens very rarely on winter solstice.